As we have our WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Dr. Steve Tharp.
Good morning.
Morning, Dr. Morning. Tharp. We appreciate you calling in this morning, as always.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate the chance to speak. It's a great opportunity to reach out to our county.
So instead of asking a question this morning, I guess I'll let you start, Dr. Tharp. What do we need to know since we talked to you last?
Well, I think we need to, you know, we've heard a lot of information about vaccines and where we are with that. I think that we need to look a little bit about the comparison between vaccines and the measures that we're taking now. First of all, vaccines are a very important advance, and this is going to help us a great deal. And that's assuming that the vaccines are as helpful as we believe they will be. We have had information that the vaccines may well be somewhere in the range of 60% effective, which sounds kind of low, but that's right in the range of where influenza vaccines and other types of vaccines for viruses have been. There are other vaccines that we use routinely that have a higher efficacy, but this would be a very helpful addition to our armamentarium. But you know, if you look at the information we have on what masks do, the last thing that I reviewed showed that masks could reduce transmission of the virus by about 60 to 80%. And when you look at that, I look at that and I say, you know, the masks are as effective as the vaccine. Now, what's really effective is to combine those two together and get both the vaccine and wear the mask and do the social distancing. And, you know, I think that we need to remember that the vaccine is a big help, but we should not abandon all of the other things we do just because the vaccine comes online. And I don't think there's anybody out there who really believes that we're going to get people a large number of people vaccinated before mid-year next year. So we need to stay vigilant. That's what I think we need to bring forward at this time.
So the governor is considering maybe opening up the state of Indiana on Saturday from the numbers from the stories I've heard, but I've not heard one way or the other which way he may or may not be leaning. The other tricky thing is it's an election year, so there may be some political motivation there. Do you think he will open, and should he open the state fully like Florida did this week?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm not sure what the difference between fully and where we are now in stage five. Even if we open fully, I mean, there's still going to be a recommendation that everyone continue to use masks, and I think that that's a key to what can happen. As Hoosiers, we need to realize that we are responsible for taking care of ourselves and also those around us. And doing all of the things that we can to prevent spread, and that does mean keeping the social distance and also wearing the masks. If you look at our school systems, they have been doing very well, I think the key there is that we are using masks appropriately and getting things. So that we are not taking any more chances than we have to. That's really going to be a key. If people are willing to understand the rules, follow the rules, and, play it safe, then I think we have a chance of opening up and doing well. if people are going to say, hey, you know, it's all, everything's open now, we don't have to worry about any of this stuff anymore, then I think we're going to see a resurgence and a return to some of the restrictions. So I think it's really in our hands, more, if you will, than the governor's hands to decide what our fate's going to be with all of this.
Yeah, I'll give you that, too. I'll give you that. I'll also get behind, of course, washing your hands all the time, as I'd like to think people did prior to COVID, right?
Yeah.
but also, I'll be okay with a face mask. I was looking a little bit last night, though, Dr. Tharp, at some survival rates for COVID-19, and I think it's important to we had a guest on last Wednesday, I believe, Ken and I did. I don't know if you heard that, but he said, you know, if it wasn't for the social media and media hyping this up and trying to scare the bejesus out of people, it may be a little bit more of a non-issue than it is. But the survival rates, I mean, you're looking at people 20 to 49, it's 99.98% with COVID-19.
Okay.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
What's the transmission rate, and who are you giving it to? Those are two key questions.
Mm-hmm.
The transmission rate is very high compared to a lot of other diseases. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of those folks who are, you know, in their 20s have parents and grandparents who are in their 50s and 70s. And, you know, do you really want to be the person who brings this illness to other people in your family and friends when you could be controlling it?
Absolutely. I think we certainly have to take care of that older segment. And if that means, you know, grandma and grandpa don't come to Thanksgiving, unfortunately, I mean, that's the way it is. But even 50 to 70 is a 99.5% survival.
Well, you know, that I'm glad that that's the case.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess it just
asked me a question. I'm not asking you the question. It's just, it kind of makes me think about as we open up the state and, you know, we hear about small businesses going out of business and never reopening right here in Clinton County. That's, I'd like to think we could reach some happy medium here.
Well, I'd like to think that happy medium is kind of what we're working on.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, do you think that anything will change with an election, whether Biden wins or Trump wins? I mean, it'll still be the CDC and, you know, we'll still get our numbers from there. Dr. Fauci, he's worked with, you know, 7 or 8 presidents. He'll probably still be around either way. Do you think the course will change a whole lot, regardless of whether Biden wins or not?
Well, I really have no idea how to answer that very, very well. In the first place, I think the science is the science.
Mm-hmm.
And our scientists and the people who are working on this for the most part, you know, are not looking at the politics. They are looking at the human and scientific aspects of what's going on. I would like to think that they will all still be doing the same thing that they've been doing for the past 20 years, trying to help us and protect us. I think that, you know, the political environment has really discouraged some people, and I fear that some people have you know, kind of prematurely retired because they are not, you know, they go into some of these jobs because they don't want to be, you know, working at controversy. They want to be working on positive, good things to help people in their lives, and when they get a lot of negative feedback, it takes a toll.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very important for us to understand you know, how bringing controversy into this can affect people who are trying to do a good job to take care of all of us. Now, would that change with a change of administration? Well, this has been the most contentious and roller coaster year for politics that I can ever remember. So, you know, is that going to be what we get in the future all the time? Or are we ready to stop, you know, trying to yell at each other and say, heck no, we're not going to do this.
Amen.
You know, getting together and saying, look, there are some things we can agree on and some things we can't. Let's work on what we can. I think we have a better chance with a change for that sort of a thing. The question is that what the country wants to have? I don't think that's really a big change in all of this, but I think it may be an important change in how we respond to things and quite frankly how quickly we resolve this.
Do you think there's anything else that President Trump and his administration could be doing that they're not, that Biden could come in and do day one what you've seen?
I don't think that scientifically there's anything more that the Trump administration could be doing than Biden could be doing. I certainly do think that he could be encouraging people to do the right thing and get over this rather than trying to figure out how to keep this going and continue a contentious situation. People can have their own opinions and I'm not trying to swing anybody, but I think it's a lot harder to get things done when you've got a lot of opposition and rhetoric and people who don't want to believe what we can and can't prove, and that's really a sad state in my mind.
All right, Dr. Tharp, we always appreciate your time and respect your opinions and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it very much. And remember that I still think it's incredibly important that everybody wear their mask anytime they're out of the house. We're seeing more and more evidence that that is one of the biggest issues that we can do to help ourselves, to help our community, and to get this nation over the quandary that we're in. Keep your hands clean and keep your distance. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Dr. Tharp. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Always enjoy talking to Dr. Tharp.